On a Monday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Today, in your health, a rare glimpse into the human brain. Neuroscientists are studying some patients with severe epilepsy to see if surgery might cure their seizures. The procedure has been an opportunity to see the brain in action while awake. And as we're about to hear, this is leading to some remarkable findings. Amy Standen from member station KQED in San Francisco has the story.
Nate Bennett has been having seizures since he was a teenager, but he's 41 now, and they've gotten much worse. If one were to strike right now, he told me, he'd get ready for it.
I would begin to get this feeling.
People with epilepsy call it an aura, this pre-seizure feeling.
I would tell you I'm beginning to have a seizure. I would find a spot on the floor.
Alone, ideally, he says. He doesn't want to scare people.
And then I would get my custom wallet out.
He pulls it out to show me.
Yep, this wallet that I've designed. Piece of Velcro. You see it's full of bite marks.
The wallet is black leather, about the size of an envelope. His teeth have left gray scars along the spine.
I lay down on the floor. I put this in my mouth. And that way, when I wake up from the seizure, I may not have bitten my tongue.
Nate's seizures have progressed to the point where he worries about losing his job. Medication isn't helping. This makes him a candidate for surgery. But the first step is to find out whether Nate's seizures originate in a specific place, and if so, whether that's a part of the brain that could safely be removed. Which brings Nate to Stanford Hospital. Finding the source of Nate's epilepsy involves a procedure in which electrodes are surgically implanted into his brain.
Hey there.
Good, how are you?
I visit him as he's waking from anesthesia. He's groggy, but he gives me a thumbs up.
Putting reality back together here, gradually.
Nate asks a doctor how the surgery went.
I've got 5 or 6 electrodes at this point.
7 electrodes. 2 on the right and then 5 on the left.
Wow, what a party.
Each of those is actually a string of electrodes, embedded along plastic wires just a little thicker than a human hair. Nate will spend a week in the hospital with these electrodes implanted in his brain. When he has his next seizure, they should be able to track where it's coming from. But the electrodes can do something else, too. They can show us things about the brain that have implications well beyond epilepsy. A few days after the electrodes have been implanted, I go back to see Nate at the hospital. His head is wrapped in bandages. A thick braid of wires hangs from his left temple.
Take a deep breath and just relax.
At the bedside is Yosef Parvisi, Nate's doctor.
So let's see.
Parvisi is an epilepsy specialist at Stanford University Medical Center and a brain researcher.
Okay.
And today, he's going to send tiny jolts of electricity along the electrodes and into Nate's brain.
Ready?
Essentially, he's exploring Nate's brain, neuron by neuron.
1, 2, 3.
To be clear, this is completely painless, but very strange things happen when you stimulate the brain this way.
I want you to tell us if you feel anything that resembles your seizures, okay?
Deal.
One of Nate's electrodes is located in a part of the brain associated, among other things, with automatic speech, like saying ouch or whoa. Parvisi sends a small jolt there.
Change.
Nate suddenly lurches forward.
I became unable to speak. And I was going to say jinx. I started stuttering. I couldn't get the words out.
Scientists have been doing this kind of brain stimulation on people with epilepsy since the 1960s. That's when a Canadian neurosurgeon named Wilder Penfield found that by stimulating certain parts of the brain, he could make people move their hands involuntarily or report a smell of burning leather. In many ways, this was the birth of modern brain mapping, the idea that specific functions can be traced back to specific parts of the brain. Parvisi is one of a handful of neuroscientists who have picked up Penfield's torch. Last week, the journal Neuron published a paper describing some of this work, not with Nate, but with 2 other patients.
Let me know what you feel.
Okay.
In the video released with the paper, a man sits in bed. Like Nate, this man has severe epilepsy. He's in the hospital to find the source of his seizures. Parvisi sends a small jolt of electricity to a part of the brain called the anterior cingulate. The patient's heart begins to race.
My chest and respiratory system started getting kind of shaky.
Really? Okay.
He sort of flutters his hands, clutching his chest to demonstrate.
Did you feel any change in your emotion and mood?
Yes, the man nods. And then he tries to explain the weird feeling he had when this part of his brain was stimulated.
I started getting this feeling like I was driving into a storm.
As if he was driving into a storm, and the car he was driving, it had a flat.
If one of the tires was half flat, and you're only halfway there, He had no other way to turn around and go back. He had to keep going forward.
Like he was in danger and might not make it. He pounds his chest for emphasis.
Am I going to get through this? Am I going to get through this?
Was it negative or positive?
Now, this is the part that's most interesting to Parvisi and his co-authors. Because while the patient clearly feels a sense of danger, he feels something else, too. A determination to get through it, to survive.
It was more of a positive type thing of push harder, push harder, push harder to try to get through this.
Will to persevere.
That's what the paper in Neuron is called, based on these reports from two patients. The will to persevere.
They have the will to go towards the storm and fight it, rather than giving up, being scared, depressed, and running back.
And it makes perfect sense, says Parvisi, that this will to survive would be coupled with the pounding heart.
That's the beauty of evolution, right? If you really are going to go through difficulty, you better have a higher blood pressure so that your muscles can get the blood and run or fight or whatever.
And that this hardwired urge might even feel good.
Is this unpleasant?
I don't find it at all.
Part of what's remarkable here is access, says Oren Devinsky, a professor of neurology at NYU Lane Gones School of Medicine. It is one thing, he says, to study the brain with MRI scans. Another thing entirely to literally zap a specific part of it and then ask the patient to describe what happens. Devinsky calls epilepsy patients like Nate Bennett heroes of neuroscience.
A lot of things that the brain does, we can look at with these patients who have been incredibly generous.
And there are clues in this work that may hint at future treatments. Brain stimulation is already used to treat certain disorders, including Parkinson's disease and, in experimental settings, depression. Maybe the part Parvisi stimulating could be another target.
There are patients I take care of who have injured their frontal lobes. And because of that, their overall spontaneity, their overall will to do things
is just gone, he says.
For people like that, stimulation of this area could potentially be a very promising treatment.
For now, back at the hospital, the goal is to solve the problem of Nate's epilepsy, starting by figuring out where his seizures are coming from.
And tell me if you notice any change.
Yeah, there is a change.
Open your eyes.
And I might have a seizure.
Nate's face hardens. Yeah. His eyes fix on some invisible spot across the room. He's having a seizure. This is a good thing. The electrodes implanted in his brain have recorded exactly where it came from.
Very clammy. Very clammy.
A doctor injects Nate with a dose of Ativan to stop the seizure. A nurse ushers me out of the room.
You're okay. You're okay.
A couple weeks later, I call Nate at home. The electrodes have been removed, and he's back at work.
My first day back was Friday last week.
He says in the end, his doctors decided not to go with the surgery. The source of his seizures is too spread out across his brain. This was disappointing, he says, but being part of scientific experiments, that was a silver lining.
For me, I'd like to see something positive come out of it all, even if it's for somebody else.
And his story is not over, he says. A new epilepsy device called the NeuroPace, kind of like a pacemaker for the brain, recently got FDA approval. Pretty soon, he'll start looking into that. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen.